Country Pop FM.
There it is. There it is. It's the time that we sit back and we pass along some facts, some names, some birthdays, people who are no longer with us. It is it's a wide-ranging mix of emotions.
Yes.
Here on the Almanac. Bob FM, Monday, October 9th, 282nd day of the year, 83 days left to go. I'm Jim, that's Neil. Kurt Weers brings you the Almanac, right? Is he still bringing us the Almanac?
He is the man. And we will expound on that right at the end of the segment.
Right, we'll give you a website, I believe.
Sure.
Among other details.
Oh, yeah.
1855 this day, let's get into some important details. Sewing machine motor, patented by Sir Isaac Singer. I don't think he was ushered into knighthood.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think he was a knight, but Sir Isaac Singer, because it's Sir Isaac Newton. Sir Isaac Singer sounds pretty good, actually.
It does, actually. Give him a needle and thread. He was magic.
Were you a Singer guy, or did you have a Janome?
We had Singer.
Or a Pfaff.
My mom was a big sewer.
Yeah, so was mine. And we had a Husqvarna.
Wow.
Husqvarna. Now there's a man sewing machine right there. It's a Husqvarna. The only better would have been Black & Decker.
Yes.
Or Craftsman. 1855. Same day. 1855. Here this date.
Is that you?
That's me on the recorder. No, this is the steam calliope.
Wow.
Susanna froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Little calliope music here for you. I think country music needs more calliope. Less hip-hop infused and more calliope.
I support it.
I'd much rather have calliope.
I would be right there with you.
Joshua C. Stoddard patented his calliope this date.
That was good
1855.
Work.
Guy by the name of Montgomery Ward.
Oh, sure.
Issued the first mail order catalog 1872, just in time for Christmas.
Did you ever shop at a Montgomery Ward store?
Yes, but of course there was one at Northtown. We went to the one at Northtown a lot. We had a Montgomery catalog store close to our house in the town of Mora.
Oh,
right there
on
the corner.
Sure.
And, you know, they would have some things on display, but you wouldn't go there to buy stuff. You'd go there to order, and then you would pick up your order there.
Yeah.
When you would order out of the catalog, that's and we couldn't wait to get the Christmas catalog, of course. That was a big, big deal back in the day.
For some reason, my dad called him Monkey Wards.
Monkey Ward?
Yeah,
he was more of a JCPenney guy, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think he was.
1915, Woodrow Wilson, the first president to attend a World Series game. 1915, the other presidents didn't think it was important up to that point.
That's pretty
cool. And the World Series only been around for a little bit there.
Right.
Not like it had been around for a century. 1919, the Reds, who 20 years or, yeah, 40 years earlier got kicked out
right
of the National League for selling beer. Well, they won the 1919 World Series. That was kind of a famous World Series, Neil. 1919,
yes,
the White Sox.
Yep.
Black Sox, eight men out.
Yep.
It was not a
scandalous
good situation. They threw the World Series. How could you do that? Well, they did it for money.
They did it for cash.
1919.
And they got caught.
1935 on radio.
The Cavalcade of America.
Oh, yes.
God, I love that old music.
Oh, it is great, isn't it? Episodic radio. It was a drama, Cavalcade of America, on CBS Radio, later moved to NBC. It was on the air for 18 years, the Cavalcade of America.
I love that.
1936, Hoover Dam started producing electricity. They transmitted the electricity to Los Angeles. L.A. needed the power.
Sure.
And they got it from the Hoover Dam back in 36. I recommend, if you're ever out in that area, Las Vegas or wherever, take the bus ride over to Hoover Dam.
Mm-hmm.
You'll appreciate it. It is quite a marvel of engineering that they were able to build that thing in the desert. That was in 36, 1967, Latin American guerrilla leader Che Guevara. Have you heard of him?
Yes.
I'm sure you've seen his picture. Che Guevara, he was heavily involved in the Cuban Revolution. He was
right.
Fidel Castro's right-hand man there for a while. And then Fidel got sick of them, and then he went to Bolivia and started a revolution there. Well, the Bolivians got him, the opposition got him, and eventually executed him.
Yeah.
And this was the date that Che Guevara was executed. His picture is everywhere in Latin America. You'll see him on the side. You'll see him on T-shirts. And he is quite the cult hero. Mm. 1967. 1973, Priscilla Presley divorced Elvis following a two-year separation.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've been apart for a while.
They had been apart for a while. They finally made it. And eventually, maybe they thought that they could work it out. But Elvis had a lot going on.
Yes.
The couple had been married for 6 years. But again, spent a couple of years apart. That was 1973. Oscar Schindler became famous. The movie Schindler's List, 1974. He died on this date in Frankfurt, West Germany. Oscar Schindler credited with saving, the number is just about 1,200 Jews.
That's pretty impressive.
During the Holocaust, 1974.
Did you ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Black and white.
Yeah.
Joan Rivers Intense. Got her own show today.
Live from Fox Television Center in Hollywood, it's The Late Show starring Joan Rivers. Joan's guests tonight are David Lee Roth, Pee Wee Herman, Elton John, and Cher.
Listen to that. Cher, wow. Elton John, and Pee Wee Herman, and David Lee Roth.
Wow.
Wow, that was a way to kick it off on Fox. Fox trying to become a player in late night TV. Remember the whole thing where Joan Rivers had been working and filling in for Johnny Carson. Yeah, called Johnny Carson, say, hey, I got my own show on Fox. He hung up on her.
Yeah.
And they never talked again.
He held a grudge.
He did not like that she was going to compete against him. That was 86.
And never talked to him about it in advance. You know, she just.
No.
Didn't ask his opinion, didn't ask for any advice, nothing. And Johnny was offended.
He was offended. But, I mean, it's her right to go have her own show.
Sure.
I mean, she had been his fill-in for how long?
She was going to be maybe the heir apparent.
Yes. But, also in 86. That's some good organ music right there.
Yes, it is.
It's eerie. It's spooky. It's scary. My spine is a tingling. It very well could be from Scooby-Doo. But it's actually from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera. Sure. It opened on this date in 86 in London. 2001, shortly, you know, a lot of fears of more terrorism after 9/11 in 2001. Anthrax-laced letters postmarked in Trenton, New Jersey, sent to Senators Tom Daschle and Patrick Leahy this date. That was 2001. 2009, he had been in office for so many months and so long. They said, why not give him a Nobel Prize? President Barack Obama won a Nobel Peace Prize on this date. First sitting U.S. president since Woodrow Wilson to do so. Had he done a lot in those first few months for peace?
I guess.
Did he stop some wars or something? Sign some peace treaties? I can't remember. That was a long time ago, 2009. And then a year ago today, Samsung. Remember, their phones are catching on fire. Now, I have a Samsung, and I've got an issue. I only have half a screen. So
it's not on fire anyway.
I'm going to the store. No, it's not burning down or melting. But they had those Galaxy Note 7s that were doing that because of batteries. Samsung temporarily suspended production of those. They don't allow those even on airplanes.
Right.
They'll ask you at the gate, do you have one of these Galaxy Note 7s? If you do, you're not flying with us, pal. Get your own plane.
I got a Samsung here, too.
That was a year ago.
So I don't know what it is.
That was a year ago. Let's move on to birthdays here for October 9th today.
Oh, listen, you sap. When I pound you, you are the rear view mirror on a lousy garbage truck. So don't get uppity with me.
Broomhilda, she's sassy. You know who that's doing the voice here? It's June Foray, same person who did Rocky.
Oh, yes.
Rocky Squirrel.
That was nice work there.
Russell Myers, the guy who gave us Broomhilda, 79 today. Broomhilda talking to her mirror on the wall, by the way. Broomhilda was not that good looking.
No.
That was an episode where she had a little bit to drink, which is an interesting cartoon for kids.
Right.
Joe Pepitone, former baseball star, played for the Yankees. They've had a lot of special days at Yankee Stadium. John Voight Day, Joe Pepitone Day. Joe Pepitone is 77.
He was a ladies' man.
He was. He really was. He was smooth. He was suave and debonair.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe Pepitone, 77. I love his name, Joe Pepitone.
Great name.
Great 77. Baseball name. He's been referenced many a time on Seinfeld and Larry David programs.
Okay.
Jackson Brown's having a birthday today. I got some Jackson Brown for you right here.
My eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand.
He's running on empty. You're somebody's baby among the songs. Of course, he started with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Did some writing on. And part of the Eagles, yep.
Jackson Brown with an E at the end. Now, that's a name and a word that Dan Quayle would always correctly spell because he always puts an E at the end of something. So when he spells Jackson Brown, he's going to get that right every time. He is 69 today.
Please welcome to the microphone the Lieutenant of Laughs, the Officer of Oral, the Westmoreland of Wit, swinging Stephen Hawk.
Hello, Vietnam, and greetings.
Let's hear a little bit from Bruno Kirby, just a little bit. But the guy before that was Robert Wall, 66, from Good Morning Vietnam, introducing Lieutenant Steve. But Good Morning Vietnam, he was the Snoopy reporter in Batman. He was on Arliss. Remember the Arliss show on HBO?
Yep.
And then it was later on in syndication. Robert Wall is 66. Sharon Osbourne married to Ozzy, and somehow they've found a way to stay together.
Yeah.
Even though she's married to the Prince of Darkness.
Right.
Sharon Osbourne is 65. She was on The Osbourne. She's on The Talk. She was a judge on America's Got Talent. Sharon Osbourne is 65.
I hate that man. I once spent a whole day driving him from one appointment to the next. He did nothing but abuse me, made me feel like a piece of dirt.
Oh, come on, Antonio. You're a little oversensitive about this.
No, he would say, hey, piece of dirt, take a left at the left.
There he is as the taxi driver on Wings, Antonio Scarpati from the TV series Monk.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's got like some kind of a private investigator. Tony Shalhoub. Tony Shalhoub. Funny guy.
Yeah.
I've always liked his work. He is 64 today.
Do we have a TV theme?
Here's the TV theme.
Oh, I'm so happy about that.
Quantum Leap.
One of the greats.
Another Mike Post TV theme, by the way.
He was the master.
And I really like Quantum Leap, the old time travel thing.
I did too. I love those shows.
Trying to fix history.
Yep. It all started with Time Tunnel in the mid-60s.
So it's, by the way, Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap.
He's the guy.
He was also on Enterprise. He was one of the Star Trek captains. He was Captain Archer in Enterprise. He was on Designing Women. You saw him on Murphy Brown.
But
many people remember him best from Quantum Leap. Scott Bakula, 63. Oh, we've mentioned Seinfeld. We've got a character from Seinfeld celebrating today.
Well, I see what's going on here. I am smack dab in the middle of a good old-fashioned catfight.
A catfight on Seinfeld. John O'Hurley, he was Jay Peterman. That's Elaine's boss. Lots of good lines from Mr. Jay Peterman, the Peterman reality tour.
Right.
Happy birthday, John O'Hurley. Also hosted Family Feud for a few years. 63 today.
Here comes the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster.
Neil's got this one on his iPod.
Who's this?
He's reggae singer Ina Kamoze.
Oh, my.
60 today, big hit in 95 with Here Comes a Hot Stepper. Now, you know, Sam Hunt is one of the new country guys. I think he did a remake of that. Let's see what it sounds like.
Press will hear the valet sing. Act like you know.
Doesn't sound much different.
No.
Ina Kamoze is 60 today. Mike Singletary. Mike Singletary.
He had the eyes.
He did. He was a fierce middle linebacker. He was one of the new monsters of the Midway, the Bears in the 80s that were terrorizing with their 46 defense. Mike Singletary, 59, was an assistant coach of the Vikings for a while and was a head coach of the 49ers. Had some entertaining press conferences.
Yes, he did.
Mike Singletary, 59. Annika Sorenstam from Sweden, one of the great female golfers of all time. She retired and she wasn't even 40 yet.
No,
right?
She kind of wanted to start a family.
Nothing wrong with that.
She's well-respected and well-liked.
And she is co-designing a new course here in Minnesota, the old Tartan Park course over at Lake Elmo. And before Arnie's death, he was working on that as well.
Correct.
So Annika Sorenstam is 47. Sean Lennon The son of Beatle John Lennon and Yoko Ono, Sean Lennon, 42. Brandon Routh is 38. He was Superman.
Well, I hope this experience hasn't put any of you off flying. Statistically speaking, it's still the safest way to travel.
Hello. Yes, it is. That he was in Superman Returns.
Yes.
Remember when Kevin Spacey was Lex Luthor?
Yep.
There was that one from almost about 10 years ago. Now he's playing, he plays Adam in the show DC Legends of Tomorrow. Mm. That's him. So he's another superhero. Brandon Routh is 38. Brad Taylor from the Taylor family. Tim the Tool Man was his dad. He's having a birthday today.
All right, the guy in front of me suddenly hit his brakes, and I couldn't stop fast enough, so I swerved and bumped into him. At first he said he was fine, but his lawyer called today, and now he's suing us. Says he has whiplash.
I don't believe it.
Neither do I. No one gets whiplash. It's just a scam.
Tim the Tool Man, he's wise.
He is.
And he knows everything. Brad Taylor from Home Improvement's Zachary Ty Bryan, 36.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Put some music on it soft and slow. And baby, we ain't got no place to go. And I hope you understand.
That's not Josh Turner. Thinking about this song. That's Scotty McCreery. 24 today for Scotty McCreery. That was 8 years ago. He was 16 when he auditioned.
For American Idol,
he ended up winning it.
I was going to say, did he win? Yeah,
he's had enough hits. I mean, he has a handful of top 10s and top 20s probably to able to maintain a career here for a while, to self-sustain.
He's got a traditional sound, which we like, of course.
He does. So. I'm sure his career has slowed down a little bit because he hasn't wanted to go hip-hop infused.
Right.
So that's exactly. Probably maybe he's not selling as many records now. And that is a shame.
That is.
Scotty McCreery, 24 today.
All right, let's get to the Gone But Not Forgotten list. Entrepreneur, we had Montgomery Ward, and we also have Charles R. Walgreen.
Mm.
Anybody shop at a Walgreens ever?
Still going strong now.
Most of us had. Yeah, he founded the drugstore chain, and he was born on this day way back 1873. He's a Baseball Hall of Famer, although his numbers are not that great. A lot of people kind of questioned his Hall of Fame status. He had like three or four years where he was dominant in the 1911, 12, 13, those years. Rube Marquard, left-handed pitcher, born on this day 1886.
He may have gone in via the Veterans Committee.
Yes, he did in the early 70s. Hank Patterson. He was on. I knew him as Hank Miller. He ran the stables where when people came into town, when Marshall Dillon would get back from a long trip on a posse.
Yeah.
You know, he's, Hank, take care of my horse, will you? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, Matthew. So he was Hank Miller there, but he was also in Green Acres and Petticoat Junction.
How could you do this to me? I've given you the best years of my life.
There ain't much of an argument in your favor.
Then you admit you'd rather have her than me.
That is the stupidest thing anybody ever said.
They were the Ziffles. Him and his wife, funny. They had the pig in the bed.
Yeah, Arnold.
Arnold the pig was in the crib.
He was so hard of hearing and almost deaf kind of at the end of that run. And they would have a production guy laying on the ground out of the camera shot, hitting him on the leg with the yardstick. Meaning that was time to say his line. That very unique. Hank Patterson was born on this day, 1888. We also, when you went into Walgreens, you could pick yourself up a Baby Ruth or my favorite, a Butterfinger. Which would you prefer if they were both in front of you and you had to pick one?
The buttery goodness of a Butterfinger.
I'm with you. Candy bar mogul Otto Schnering was born on this day, 1891. He gave us the Curtis Candy Company. That had those two as part of its stable of goodies. Former baseball executive Walter O'Malley. He was a longtime owner of the Brooklyn and then moved him to L.A.
He did.
The L.A. Dodgers. Walter O'Malley, born on this day, 1903. Actor Edward Andrews. You may remember him from 16 Candles.
Oh, yes. Indeed, he does the dishes and helps with the laundry, you betcha.
Talking about Long Duk Dong.
Yeah.
Remember the Chinese or I don't know if he's Chinese or Japanese.
Oriental.
Asian, I think is probably the proper term these days. foreign exchange student. He was the grandpa. I mean, he had the white hair, glasses.
Right, right. He was
in a lot of shows.
Yep, 1914 for that actor Edward Andrews. Well, he celebrated a birthday same day as his son, Sean. This is John Lennon, born on this day, 1940.
Dreaming my life away.
Of course, he was gunned down.
Yeah, December of 1980.
Yeah, he had not quite turned 40 yet. And, he was
77 today.
Yeah, it's really sad. You know, he's in the Hall of Fame both as a solo artist and as a member of the Beatles, John Lennon, the magnificent John Lennon, born on this day, 1940. 4 years later, a guy who played bass for the rock group The Who through their glory years, and he did Boris the Spider. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer John Entwistle was born on this day, 1944. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
And they're also brought to you by
Kurt Weir's over at United Country Realty. Nobody, it seems, knows the country better than Arnold the Pig and Kurt Weir's of United Country Realty. Check Kurt out online, WeSellFarmsMN.com.
You never want to wake up Arnold the Pig.
No.
It's because then at that point in time, when Arnold the Pig wakes up, it's going to be a long night. Mm-hmm. Very long night for the Ziffles.
Count on it.
8:54, almost 8:55. We'll wrap up the Bob Morning Show next.
When loving turns to parting, I'm always first to late. Cause when it